At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Coming up on the British TV watch list.
While The Heartacres is a fictional tale set in Yorkshire, the idea of family striking it rich in the 1890s isn't just dramatic, it's historically grounded.
From cozy mysteries to intense police procedurals, we talk about the characters, performances, series, and episodes from your favorite British TV shows.
Hi there, it's Michael T. Welcome. Today we're diving into The Heartacres, the latest period drama on BritBox that's got just enough grit, class tension, and eyebrow-raising plot turns to make it worth your watch list. If you're a fan of Downton Abbey, Gentleman Jack, or anything with corsets and heavy accents, this one's for you. The Heartacres isn't just another upstairs-downstairs romp. It's a six-episode series set in 1890s Yorkshire, following a working-class family who strike it rich, like gold mine rich, and move from a grimy fish dock to a sprawling country estate. And while the premise might sound like a fairy tale, the show leans into the awkward, messy, and sometimes absurd reality of what happens when people suddenly jump social classes. You can think of the show as a British version of The Beverly Hillbillies. This was an American comedy from the 1960s. Jed Clampett is an old mountaineer living with his family in the Ozarks of Missouri. One day, he's out hunting. He shoots a rabbit and misses. But the stray bullet hits the ground and uncovers an oil field on his property. Jed sells the rights to drill on the property, and that turns him into an instant multimillionaire. They move to Beverly Hills, California, and with all their backward and naive ways, try to settle into their newfound fame and fortune. Jed's neighbor is a rich banker. The banker, Mr. Drysdale, wants Jed to keep all his money at the bank. Drysdale's wife does everything she can to rid their fancy neighborhood of their backward hillbillies, and the comedy ensues. If you think about it, it's nearly exactly the same framework as The Heartacres. So today we're unpacking the show's premise, the psychology of sudden wealth, life in 1890s Yorkshire, the cast, the class warfare undercurrent, and two characters in particular, Joe Heartacre and Mrs. Dryden. Let's get into it. The Heartacres is your classic working class family, gritty, proud, and deeply rooted in their Yorkshire community. Sam Heartacre, the patriarch, makes a risky investment in a gold mine and hits the jackpot. Suddenly, the family is thrust into a world of servants, titles, and social codes they do not understand. The show opens with their move to a grand estate, complete with Georgian architecture, and a staff that's not quite sure what to make of their new employers. From there, it's a whirlwind of class clashes, family tension, and a quest for what success actually means. The Heartacres don't assimilate quietly. They challenge the norms, offend the neighbors, and bring their fish dock sensibilities into drawing rooms that weren't built for candor. Let's pause here. Because the show's central premise, sudden wealth, has real psychological consequences, and the Heartacres get some of it right. According to studies on sudden wealth, lottery winners, inheritance, windfalls, people often experience identity confusion, social isolation, financial mismanagement, and survivor's guilt. One study from the University of Cambridge found that sudden wealth can trigger anxiety, depression, and even a sense of loss, because the life you knew is gone, and the new one doesn't feel real yet. In The Heartacres, we see this play out most clearly in Sam and his children. Sam clings to his working-class identity, refusing to play the game. His daughters, meanwhile, struggle with the expectations of their new roles, especially when it comes to marriage, manners, and mobility. It's not just about money, it's about belonging, and the Hardacres nails that tension. Okay, let's set the scene. Yorkshire in the 1890s was a place of stark contrast. You had booming industry, coal, textiles, fishing, and deep poverty. The working class lived in cramped housing, worked long hours, and had little access to education or healthcare. Meanwhile, the landed gentry enjoyed inherited wealth, country estates, and a rigid social hierarchy. The idea of a fish dock family buying their way into that world? Unthinkable. And yet, historically, it did happen, though rarely. The show's setting leans into this contrast. The Hardacres' new home is filmed in Ireland, but it's meant to evoke the grandeur of the Yorkshire estates. The countryside is lush, the manor imposing, and the social codes suffocating. Okay, let's talk casting. Liam McMahon plays Sam Hardacre. He's the anchor of the family, and his refusal to assimilate gives the show its moral backbone. Claire Cooper plays Mary Hardacre, Sam's wife, and while her performance is solid, apparently some viewers think her look is too modern and fights the period setting. I didn't even notice. Adam Little as Joe Hardacre is a standout, and we'll get to him in a minute. But the real scene stealer, Ingrid Craigie as Mrs. Dryden, the housekeeper. She's sharp, very calculating, and a little bit terrifying. More on her soon. The ensemble includes Julie Graham, Taheen Modak, and Siobhan O'Kelly. It's a strong cast. I'm enjoying getting to know all the characters. Class tension isn't just a theme in The Hardacres, it's the engine. And it's rooted in real history. In 19th century England, class was everything. The working class had little mobility, and the upper class guarded their status fiercely. The rise of capitalism and industrial wealth created new money, which threatened the old order. Shows like Downton Abbey romanticize this tension. The Hardacres exposes it. The family isn't welcome. They're tolerated. Their wealth doesn't buy respect, and their refusal to conform makes them targets. Mrs. Dryden embodies this tension. She's part of the old system, and she sees the Hardacres as invaders. Her subtle sabotage and icy demeanor are less about personal dislike and more about defending a dying hierarchy. It's not just drama, it's sociology. Joe is the middle child, and he's caught between worlds. He's young enough to adapt, but old enough to remember the fish dock. His arc is about identity, who he wants to be versus who he's expected to be. Adam Little plays Joe. He's curious, ambitious, and increasingly disillusioned. The estate offers him opportunity, but Joe has a chip on his shoulder. It's difficult to live up to a strong father. The opportunity is there, but the question is, does he want it? He seems to lack confidence in himself. It's as if he feels the need to be his father right now, as opposed to growing into the leader his family wants and needs him to be. Hey, speaking of wants and needs, who wants cozy? Everyone loves cozy and warm and comfortable, right? Nothing better than CozyEarth.com. You'll find bedding, bath, and more. And because you listen to the British TV watch list, you can get an incredible 41% discount off your purchase right now at CozyEarth.com. And you'll help support this podcast because we do get a commission. Just apply our promo code BTVW1. That's BTVW1 when you check out at CozyEarth.com. Thanks.
Hey there, I'm Jennifer from Wholesome TV Picks. While you're enjoying Michael T's British TV watch list, I've got a few questions for you. Tired of previewing everything your kids watch? Sick of scrolling through shows that just aren't family friendly? Or maybe you've even searched what to watch with the kids tonight? You're not alone, and you're exactly who this podcast is for. I created Wholesome TV Picks for busy parents like you. In about 10 minutes, I give you one wholesome recommendation, what it's about, why it matters, and where to stream it. No explicit language, no inappropriate chatter, and maybe most important, I'm doing this as a parent, not a critic or an influencer. If you love the quality storytelling and thoughtful detail Michael brings to his show, you'll feel right at home with mine. I grew up on the good stuff, shows that made you laugh, made you think, and brought families closer together. I highlight those timeless stories that still hold up today with a few modern picks that keep it clean. New episodes drop weekly, bringing you entertainment with timeless values. So follow Wholesome TV Picks on Apple Podcasts or your favorite platform and start enjoying family time around the TV again.
Now let's talk about the housekeeper, Mrs. Dryden. She's the unofficial gatekeeper of the estate. She's not loud, she's not cruel, but she is dangerous. Her power comes from knowing the rules, knowing the right people, and manipulating the situation to achieve her goal. And that is to undermine and bring shame upon the lowly Hardacre family. Never mind that she's plotting against her new employers. Mrs. Dryden isn't just a character, she's a symbol. She represents the system, that invisible web of expectations, judgments, and traditions that keep the upper class in power. Her interactions with the Hardacres are masterclasses in passive aggression. She corrects their manners, questions their choices, and always reminds them, without saying it, that they do not belong. While The Hardacres is a fictional tale set in Yorkshire, the idea of family striking it rich in the 1890s isn't just dramatic, it's historically grounded. Two real-life figures, one in England and one in America, lived out similar arcs. Their stories, Samuel Cunliffe Lister in Bradford and Marshall Field in Chicago, offer vivid parallels to the world the Hardacres navigate. Let's start in Yorkshire. Samuel Cunliffe Lister wasn't born into wealth. He earned it through ingenuity, timing, and a relentless drive to innovate. In the mid-19th century, Lister developed a method for spinning silk waste, turning a low-value byproduct into a booming commodity. By the 1890s, his textile empire had scaled dramatically. Lister Mills in Bradford was one of the largest textile mills in the world, employing thousands and reshaping the local economy. His rise was so swift and impactful that he was granted a peerage, becoming Lord Masham in 1891. The family moved into Swinton Park, a grand estate that once belonged to the traditional landed gentry. It was a clear signal. New money had arrived. Over in Chicago, Marshall Field began as a dry goods clerk, but by the 1890s, he had built one of the most iconic department stores in America. Yes, that Marshall Field. Field was an innovator of fixed pricing, elegant displays, and customer-first policies. He transformed retail into an experience. But his real leap came after the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. While others saw ruin, Field saw opportunity. He invested heavily in rebuilding, and by the end of the decade, his name was synonymous with luxury and civic pride. His fortune grew rapidly, and his store became a symbol of modern commerce. What ties these two men together isn't just their wealth, it's the velocity of their ascent. Both seized moments of economic upheaval and turned them into personal empires. They didn't inherit power, they built it. And like the Hardacres, their success wasn't just financial, it was social. They reshaped their communities, challenged class boundaries, and left legacies that outlive the century. So when we watch the Hardacres climb, we're not just watching fiction, we're watching echoes of real lives, lives that proved fortune favors the bold. The Hardacres isn't perfect, but it's trying to say something real, that wealth doesn't erase history, that class isn't just about money, it's about culture, identity, and power. And just because you represent a certain class doesn't necessarily mean that you have class. So if you're looking for a period drama that's more than just pretty dresses and scandalous affairs, give The Hardacres a shot. It's messy, sharp, and surprisingly relevant. Hey, before we go, a shout out to our listeners in Fredericksburg, Virginia, Glenside, Pennsylvania, and Camden Town, London, England. Please help us spread the word. Share this episode with a friend who loves British TV as much as you do. And thanks for listening to the British TV Watchlist. Until next time, cheers.
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.